Today's episode is brought to you by Bark Technologies. With parental control monitoring apps and the new Bark phone, Bark is the best comprehensive parental control tool for families. Listen to today's episode for more details. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio in downtown La Mesa above Public Square Coffee is my lovely wife and co-host, overall talented, great gal, Melissa Nickerson, producer Andy, hey. Everybody. Cheers. He's drinking some agua over there, a little water. It's actually it's alcohol. He's got a problem. It's absinthe, actually. It's
my 10 a.m. absinthe kick.
You know, get through it any way you can. Life's hard. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Such a treat to have you. We got a lot to talk about today. I don't even know why I give previews of what we do and don't talk about. Here are the goals of things that we want to talk about. That's a fun game. I want to talk about wanting to have more alcohol at more restaurants. 20-year reunions. Mel's got a volleyball weekend. We got a few Bingo Dingo reviews of the Hello Kitty Cafe. Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. Yeah. And the Flash. Couple emails. Couple silly stories about people on planes. You know.
Yeah.
The standard Dustin Nickerson hack stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a new hour I'm working on. It's about aging, my wife, my kids, and my dad. Real original stuff here. Dustin really
digging deep
and finding some new topics, but this podcast is going to be 100% original material, baby.
Guaranteed. Yeah.
Guaranteed. Sorry. You guys, we're doing two in a day. Anytime we do two in a day,
we get a little bewildered
in here, a little just what's gonna happen? I don't know. I'm zoning out. I'm gone.
I'm trying to stay here.
I'm just getting lost in the patterns of your shirts.
I'm floating on the ceiling.
It's like I'm on the picnic table. Whoa. Anyways. You guys, Mel turned 40.
No,
happy birthday, Mel. Happy birthday.
I did not.
Happy birthday. 40-year-old Mel. You're 39.
Claire tried to sing happy birthday to me at the Hello Kitty Cafe, and
aww,
I was like, no. Claire,
that's sweet. That's sweet, but
there's
also
like four tables in here.
That's also sweet because then because that looks like that's what you chose for your birthday. As a 41-year-old woman married to a 45-year-old male who's bald. Guys, I've been rounded up. Mel and I hit 38 last year, and I've just been rounded up to 40.
Yeah. It's just, it's close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know about rounding.
I know.
I mean,
all about rounding.
That's softens the blow.
Yeah.
Third grade math right there.
I've been rounding myself for several years now. Really rounded out. If anything, I'm trying to...
No sharp edges.
Trying to be a little more precise. trying to round maybe to a different decimal. A little less of a whole number, if you're tracking me. This is kind of a math bit. Pretty good for this just buffoon of a human being. It's so dumb. Just the dumbest of dumb. But, you know, it's what were you saying? So Mel turned 39. On June 23rd, born 1984 in Manhattan.
And my social security number
is... Manhattan, Kansas. Born in Manhattan, Kansas. 8 pounds, 1 ounce.
6'6".
6'6".
Why are we doing this?
Mark of the Beast. Spawn of Satan.
Where are you
born
getting
in Manhattan, Kansas.
Made a name, Lucifer.
Yeah, Malucifer. Malucifer Hoagland. Melissa Ruth Hoagland was born June 23rd, 1984.
In my obituary.
Manhattan, Kansas. She leaves behind 3 children. Her husband died 10 years ago.
Survived by
her 3 children and 11 grandchildren.
Oh, my.
9 from one of our children. Which one had 9 kids?
Whoa. I guess we'll have to find out.
2 of them had 1 kid. One of them had 9 kids.
That's too many.
With 6 different partners.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But it's the modern era. There was, you know, one household.
It's a commune. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Gloria started a cult. And
she's the leader.
She does have a strong personality.
And we're proud of her.
We're very proud of her. You know, that's leadership. Charisma, charm, organization.
Psychological manipulation. Yeah.
Gloria might not have the accounting skills to pull off a cult. You know, you've got
a lot of control.
Yeah, you know, I don't think...
High on the control.
I don't think you should start and lead a cult. But if you do, I am impressed. You know?
Absolutely.
And I say that as someone who worked at Mars Hill for 7 years. Which I would not call a cult, but I would call it cult adjacent.
But you weren't the leader.
Cult-ish.
Yes.
It was in the...
Uh-huh. It's in the vein.
It was
the cult vein.
If a cult is a cul-de-sac, we were like the house right before the curvature started of the cul-de-sac. So technically not a cul-de-sac home, but we had similar vibes.
I mean, if you look up the definition of a cult.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Pretty impressive, Gloria. Well done. Mm-hmm. So Mel is dead. Mel turned 39 and had the most middle-aged birthday in the history of middle-aged birthdays.
Yes,
you
I
spent
did.
It on the volleyball court.
I woke up.
Mm-hmm.
I sent Gloria off to the tournament on Thursday with a carpool and a packing list, etc.
Uh-huh.
On Friday, I woke up at like 6:45. I packed the car. I took 2 cats to a cattery.
Mm-hmm.
I got some Starbucks mobile order.
That's where they cremate them.
Mobile ordered Starbucks and hit the road to Irvine.
How many
catch the first volleyball game.
How many spinach feta wraps did you mobile order this weekend?
3.
One a day.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I survived off spinach feta wraps.
She survived by her spinach feta wraps.
Cheese sticks.
Uh-huh.
And bananas.
So much cheese.
And coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was some fresh fruit delivered.
I wouldn't say it was fresh.
I know. Some fruit was delivered. I did.
It was very nice.
I did it
it's
as a,
what I ate for dinner both nights.
I did it as a gift and a gag. I did send Melissa an edible arrangement.
Perfect.
I didn't tell you because you got the cakes.
Yeah.
They were pineapple.
Oh.
They were so pineapple like dipped in white chocolate.
Oh, those were pineapple.
And
were they
sprinkles.
Good?
Yes. I ate the whole tray.
Yeah. I didn't get the
late at night just me.
I didn't get the bouquet.
Okay.
I got the
chocolate covered strawberries.
I got the chocolate strawberries and the chocolate covered pineapples apparently. And then just like a basket of fruit. Because you were sitting in a hotel.
My courtyard.
I mean, that was the healthiest decision ever made in a courtyard by the airport. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. of the things that have knocked on doors there, an edible arrangement was pretty wholesome.
Yeah. You know? That is the hotel for a sports tournament.
Yes. Yes.
Do they have a breakfast? No. Do they have a pool? Yes.
Yeah.
Can you park really close to your hotel room?
That's huge. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a mini fridge. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Melissa tried to tell me a couple stories about like some drama with other moms and stuff. And I had to stop her because I'm like, you are boring me. This cannot be your life.
I lost my soul in Irvine.
You at a
over coolers.
Yeah.
And encampments.
I said to you, I go, you are too.
And bags of ice.
You are too talented. You are too funny. You are too cool. You are too charming to be wasted. On these domestic, boring disputes.
I was getting worked up.
Of a mom being mad that you forgot to send your kid with their water bottle and blah, 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 blah. Listen, I understand that we live these lives, but don't tell me these stories. Don't act like this is what you care about.
I got some passive aggressive comments.
Yeah, yeah.
From a couple of the moms, and I did not let them go.
You were supposed to be in you were supposed to be in Boston on a birthday trip with me, and then Gloria started a new sport, and that's when their big end of the year tournament was.
It's like, okay, this multi-complex, it's like 30 volleyball courts.
Yes.
No parking.
Yeah.
Parking is $20. You will drag your cooler to camp outside all day.
Yeah.
There are no bathrooms.
Yeah.
You cannot bring outside food in. Like, 30 games are going on at once. And it's just...
At the end of a youth sports tournament, all the parents should get a trophy. They're the ones who really worked. It's so long. And you just... You know when you really are being tested is when it's like game seven of the weekend or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's volleyball and they play three sets if they tie. And like, you know, one set, mm-hmm. second set.
Win one, lose one.
And then when your kid's team loses the first set, you're like, well, if they lose the next set, I'm going to get out of here a lot earlier.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Was they had to ref if they lost. You know, keep score, line judge. And so they lost and then half the team left.
Yeah.
Because the girls who reffed Friday reffed Sunday.
Yeah.
So the girls who reffed Saturday left. Mm. And we were all sitting around like, wait, you're leaving? But we're not.
Yeah.
And
you know, a lot of
and it all worked out.
Yeah.
I got lots of angry texts from Gloria about how hungry she was.
Yeah.
You can bring me an acai while I ref.
We've created a monster.
Pardon my naivety on this. Two things catch my attention. One, there's no bathrooms at such an event. Secondly, the reffing, like how is that like not a conflict of interest? Like,
So it's like a pool. It's like three teams and they all play each other. And when you're not playing, your coach is calling from like up at the net, like in a little stand. And then the other team's girls are line judges in, out. And then the other people are doing the girls are doing the points.
Yeah, and you're like, hey, we got this like 13-year-old with ADD. I would not count on her to keep a close eye on all this.
Well, she told me, I'm not keeping score. I don't need to watch these YouTube videos about scorekeeping. And then she went and sat down at the table and score kept.
Yeah,
and I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Well.
Is there just no like association of refs and officials for this level?
I think they
just
pretty expensive.
Is that
they're
okay?
Not, they're paying.
I see.
Exactly. It keeps
child
costs
labor.
Down.
Makes sense.
Absolutely.
And it's actually adorable because the kids reffing have one AirPod in, they have their Crocs, they have a huge blanket over their heads. And a little tiny flag.
And they're going to decide what kind of mood your kid's in that day based on the calls they make. The one up top is doing the real work.
The coach is reffing. Yeah. And we did have a mom get hit, spiked with a full hot coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like Will Ferrell in Kicking and Screaming.
Yeah.
Like she was drenched.
Yeah.
And I was like, at least take a picture to show your husband. This is a terrible thing that happened to you.
Mel, you're telling this boring story.
I know.
Again.
I'm
You've
sorry.
Told me this
I've
boring
been sucked
story.
In again.
You okay. got sucked into just, this weekend, just, and you keep thinking that this like spilled coffee is like a banger story.
Okay.
You've told it to me twice.
I'm so bored.
Well, this is what I'm going
to
say.
It's over. We don't need to talk about this anymore.
A lot of people talk about. Yeah. I appreciate that. A lot of people talk about how hard parenting is. What they don't talk about is how boring it is sometimes. Parenting can be a real snooze fest sometimes. Just
absolutely
monotonous, dragging. It's not about your kids. It's just the amount of activities that you have to go to that your kids are involved with for part of the time. But I cannot watch your kid play volleyball. I cannot pretend to be interested in this basketball game while my kid's on the bench or warming up for the next game.
Right. Yeah. No, you can't be 100% all the time. And
you know how long a wrestling tournament is? You go there for like 9 hours and your kid wrestles for a combined 9 minutes. What do you do
the rest
of the time?
You have 1 minute warning that they're up next.
Yeah, and it's easy to miss it. Parenting is boring sometimes.
Well, the issue with these teen trips is they just want to be with their teammates.
Right.
They don't want to be with you.
No.
At all. And so you're there to cheer and, you know, get the water bottles, but they don't actually want to hang out with you. So then you're stuck just going solo. Mm-hmm. Or like for me, I had my other child.
Yeah.
Or you have some family friends or some family in Irvine or, you know, like, but everyone's got their own agendas.
Well,
you know?
And the nice part, I will say one of the great parts about teens is how they do just kind of reward you with immense gratitude. And thankfulness for all the work that you've put in for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like they are biologically incapable of
thinking about someone else,
of being empathetic or, you know, thinking about somebody else. And it's literally, it goes against their whole operating system. It's not like that. It's not like they have a great excuse for a lack of empathy or concern for other people.
Mm-hmm.
So they just love you. It's just hugs. It's so many hugs.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm so content and grateful for everything that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I need nothing. I want nothing. It's great. It's really, really nice.
If looks could kill at an 8 a.m. volleyball game, then my daughter killed me. Yeah.
Yeah. When you have young kids in sporting tournaments, or when you have young kids in sports, you get mad at the coach for not putting your kid in. And when they're older and they're like given attitude, you get mad for not taking them out. You're like, hey, my kid's got a terrible attitude on the court right now. He's blaming the teammates. Take her out. Not her personally.
No, it's just
in general.
The problem is they don't know what's happening. And so they project it on you. And that's in mean looks and negativity.
Well, when you're playing sports as a kid, you don't realize this is really the only time in your life you're going to get to play sports regularly.
Yeah, you better have fun now.
I'm grown, being like, I would love to be in a game right now. That's me and my pals getting together for a little
Saturday
recreation and leisure.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much we have to pay for golf to do this?
I know. It's a trip of a lifetime. Irvine.
But they get them all. I mean, once again, I've said this so many times, but I swear Orange County exists only for youth sports tournaments. It is so custom designed all the way down to a world-class mall to go meet at afterwards.
It's true. Yeah.
Speaking of which, you went to Hello Kitty Cafe there.
Gosh.
What's the review? What's your bingo dingo?
I spent 3 days at the Irvine Spectrum.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is a big mall.
It's a huge mall.
The Disneyland malls.
So
they have a Disney Ferris wheel.
They do. So on the, like about Tuesday, I was able to get reservations for Sunday at the Hello Kitty Ballroom. And this is because our 9-year-old just recently really got into Hello Kitty and Sanrio stuff. And you told her about this one restaurant in the country that has a sit down Hello Kitty tea.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was at the very end of our trip, it was very fun.
Yeah.
I told the girls it was like getting high tea in London.
Yeah.
And that meant nothing to them.
Right.
But it was the same level.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It really was. All the details were there.
Oh, that's fun.
Like they brought out a chocolate
tea?
Chocolate mousse with like a birthday Hello Kitty on it for me. Because that's what I wanted to do for my birthday. that was the nice thing is they did not make you get tea. They had tons of beverages.
Which is great. Because we got high tea in London. And I'm like, you cannot make me like tea.
And also,
I've tried it so many different times. It just doesn't.
Tea in the U.S., tea in London, like the tea in the U.S. was more flavorful. It was like more full. The London tea just like was pretty watery.
Right.
At that tea
and
that we went to.
Drove on the other side of the road. And sorry.
So we did a stupid joke.
Listen.
The tea on the other side of the road.
Two episode day.
Yeah. Okay. This is my only if you're going to do this, I think you need a older elementary kid.
Okay.
I don't think this is a little kid thing because it's a lot of treats and it's quiet.
It's a lot of treats.
And you need, personally, I watched a mom there with a little kid.
Yeah.
And they're over it really fast.
Sure, yeah.
Because they don't care about like cucumber sandwiches.
No, they're like, I would like an apple squeezer.
And a cheese stick.
And a Butterfinger, please. Apple squeezer, Butterfinger, on my way.
Sounds
great right now. I would eat both of those things.
So you need like someone who's going to savor or like enjoy the details.
Right.
Which we had with Claire, who's 9. Gloria's 13. This is what we did when we got tea with Taylor and her sister in London, is you need to try each thing together.
Yes. Experience.
Because if not, you're just having a chill conversation or people are getting on their phones.
Yeah.
So it was like, everybody take a bite of the mousse. What do you think of the mousse? Okay, here's the little pesto tart. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
And then you kind of go item by item, and it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like our 9-year-old isn't very adventurous, but she tried everything.
That's good. Yeah,
yeah, it was like egg salad in a cone.
Yeah, well, it
like
helps.
An ice cream cone.
It's helped that it's themed on one of her interests.
It's adorable. Everything has a bow on it.
Yeah. I would have liked high tea more if it was like X-Men themed. If I had something, because I'm not going to.
High tea for Dustin or
well, that's
men.
That's the thing. I don't love. Yeah. I'm like, I would have liked it more if it was Dave and Buster's, is what I'm saying. Like,
Dave and Buster's theme.
Yeah. Or it's just.
Low tea. Yeah.
No tea.
Low tea is very funny.
Take out the tea.
High tea, more like low. He's low testosterone. That's his reference.
Oh,
there.
Yeah,
it's very good.
I get so good.
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed that one.
No, it's just. It's all right. That, well, we get marketed that all the time, like as a middle-aged guy. You're like, are things not working the way they used to? And there'll be some graphic that goes,
some deflated balloon.
Some plant. Yeah, that you're like, wait a minute.
Someone squeezing out a tooth.
Yeah. And then the face of some disappointed woman.
They're like, do your clothes not look good on you?
Yeah.
Here's a new kind of shirt for overweight guys.
Yeah.
Yes. The t-shirt ones.
My God.
The t-shirt ones.
Yeah.
The shorts not fit you because you're stocky.
I get them all the time. They go, it's like a push-up bra for guys. It's a shirt that covers up your beer belly.
But Chubbies. I saw that one.
Chubbies.
It's like, it's just board shorts with like, bike shorts attached.
Dear Lord.
Yeah. Chubbies. Marketing towards middle-aged males. It's everything. It's like low-T, divorce lawyers.
Dad bod stuff.
Yeah, it really.
And a bespoke ad of just trinkets.
Yes. Absolutely. Are you going through a divorce and getting fat and you.
Chubbies.
Yeah.
Spending your money on useless stuff. Yeah.
Can't climb the ladder the way you used to. You're like, what? It's always like just weird kind of language.
You're like,
yeah.
What are you getting at?
Yeah. No, I get it. No. I think we're all disappointed. The very funny is I always laugh at the pan to the disappointed wife.
Yeah.
She's like admiring some athlete who has high tea or whatever because he takes it or something. It's marketing towards middle-aged age males. Just it really is like, has everything fallen apart? Has everything in your life gone to hell? You know, do you wish you were Joe Rogan?
Pill.
Take this alpha pill and get back to throwing axes the way you're supposed to.
Yeah, it's always a picture of a dude with a beard.
Yeah.
And no shirt.
Oh,
man.
So high tea wasn't for me. But I think that I do like the themed idea, and I do like the variety.
It was done really well.
That's the thing. What I like about high tea, and why I'm sure our ADD 9-year-old really liked, is it's variety. There's a lot of stuff happening, you know?
Yeah, and I knew, I was like, once the tray arrived, I was with all the 3-layer tray with all the goodies, I was like, we've got like 20 minutes.
Yes.
These girls are going to be dumb.
And then she was like, I'll get the car.
But actually, one of the perks, okay, so We've seen the Hello Kitty Cafe like truck in Vegas.
In Vegas, yeah.
And they have a cafe you can wait for in Irvine.
The line's always so long.
So long. Hours of wait. Now, if you get a resi in the bow room, you can buy something from that cafe and not wait in line.
That's nice.
So if you want to buy more stuff, that's a little perk. Yeah. So we just like, there's huge line. Everybody's so hot and tired.
Yeah.
And then we just walk to the front.
Nice.
Sit down in an air conditioned
building. You had the TSA pre-check of, you had the fast pass.
Whew. It's a nice feeling. They're like, what's in there?
There's nothing like
you can't go in there.
Yeah. There's nothing like an afternoon out with your kids to make you wish that Wetzel's Pretzels serve beer, though.
Oh, 100%.
This is what our conversation was. I was like, Dustin,
100%.
I'm with my 9-year-old for the third day at the Irvine Spectrum.
Yeah.
She does not want to sit down at a restaurant.
Yeah.
She wants Wetzel's for the third day in a row.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, ah!
Yeah. And
just
you
serve
would like to wet
beer.
Your whistle.
Just serve a cold beer.
Yeah. It's so easy.
Help a parent out.
Most, you know, pretzel. What goes better with
what
pretzels
goes
than
better?
Beer?
That's it.
Pretzels and beer.
Just open carry in the Irvine Spectrum. That will solve all the problems.
I would buy.
Create some new ones.
Yeah. Yeah. You get me a Wetzel's Lager. Oh. And then.
You just take it back to the parking garage. Try and find your car.
I'd go out with the kids. I'd go without the kids regularly. If Wetzel's served beer.
Everyone would be happy.
No, if Wetzel's served beer, the whole food court would be out of business.
Yeah.
If Wetzel's put
it's the
on...
only thing in the mall the kids want to eat.
Yeah.
Only thing.
Just three on tap. Bud Light, of course, you know, for us woke. You're going to have a Bud Light. You're going to have a local IPA. And then what's your third? A Blue Moon, maybe?
Yeah, like, a Hef.
A Hef.
Yeah.
There you go.
A Hef. Hot day Hef.
Have a Hef and a Wetzel, 7,000 calories, and then go fall asleep in the massage chair.
And your kids can get a lemonade.
That's
slushy.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anywhere, Wetzel should definitely have a beer garden or like a little Oktoberfest Hofbräuhaus.
Oh my gosh. I want a Wetzel's beer garden so bad. I'm like salivating at the idea of a beer and Wetzel's.
I was like, we can only get Wetzel's one day.
Yeah.
I cannot eat this.
It's like going to,
At least I walked 3 miles.
Yeah. It's like going to a baseball game, but not having to go to a baseball game. It's the sensation of being out. Oh, it's incredible. I want it so bad.
It was the only place that didn't have a line. Like Shake Shack.
Wetzel's
huge
can't
line.
Have a line.
No,
it's
they
impossible.
Can't.
Yeah, it's the only place. Just grab and go. Just
it's so fast.
Yeah.
Oh, and you could get the pizza bites.
But it's so hot and tasty too. Oh. I mean, it always is just so delish.
I want a smooth lager, and the pepperoni bites.
You're just like this.
Just
smiling
cruising around the mall. Best day of my life.
Yep. I love the Cinnabites. The cinnamon ones.
Yeah.
Oh, I would get those all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the cream.
Yeah.
With the,
yeah.
Oh.
With a nice Merlot. Give me the cinnamon bites and a red. Mmm. What a pairing. Now, which red would you recommend to go with the dipping cheese? Is that going to be like a Cab Sauv or like a Malbec? Which one goes best with the original
with the
unsalted pretzel and the dipping cheese? Which cheese? Don't mind if I do. Wetzel's, if you don't get on this, Auntie Anne's is going to.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Who's going to get there
Who's
first?
Who's going to get there first? Who's going to get there first?
Irvine had both. They had both.
Well, yeah.
Wetzel's and Auntie Anne's.
Auntie Anne's. Two episode day. We just started like, what if we said the word silly?
So I'm home from Irvine. Finally.
Wetzel's beer, baby.
Yeah.
It sounds like a beer name.
I 100%.
Mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It works. Wetzel's
Bavarian.
Hef.
Wetzel's Hef.
At least during October.
Yeah.
Just get a liquor license
Wetzel's
in October.
Fest.
Yeah.
Wetzel's Fest.
They've got their own beer.
Wetz Fest.
Wetz Fest. Yeah. I can see Wet's Fest in the parking lot of any Orange County mall near a Spirit Halloween because it's October.
Oh, that's it.
It's out.
That's it.
A couple bouncy houses.
For the kids.
Couple corn mazes.
Couple pumpkins.
That's it.
Wet's Fest.
Wet's Fest.
So much better than a pumpkin patch.
Oh my gosh. It just all needs to converge. A trifecta.
Yeah.
Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
Wet's Fest pumpkin patch.
Yeah. A little petting zoo maybe.
That's it.
You don't even need a Bavarian village anymore.
No.
You got it all.
No. You can play the music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe get a little cake walk out. A little something for the...
Some for the kids.
Make a little fundraiser for the Kiwanis or whatever that group is. Pass the fireman boot around.
Sure, why not?
Doss boot.
Make a little community,
okay.
Get a little effort out of it, you know? Then we raise some money for the firefighters.
To co-drive, too.
Edible bake sale.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Something for everybody.
Little. What a talent show. Let's throw a talent show in there. Let's have a little.
A dog show.
Yeah. Oh, classic cars.
Yeah. Classic cars.
You're going to have some classic cars.
But only a Wiener Dog Festival. Because, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
German.
What's Fest? People are going to travel.
What's Fest rocks.
People are going to. Sell some Wet's Fest Rock shirts.
We got merch.
Tour dates on the back.
There's not a person listening to this right now that wouldn't go, yeah, I'm going to Wet's Fest.
Getting a ticket.
I'm going to Wet's Fest. Are you going to Wet's? They'll call it, it'll just be Wet's for short. Yeah. And they'll, you can have some of the edgier shirts that say like, get Wet's. I'm wet.
I got wet.
I got wet.
I got wet. this year's celebrity spokesperson, Carson Wentz. We got Carson Wentz. Wentz is at Wentz. They got Wentz to Wentz.
And Pete Wentz.
And Pete Wentz is here. They got Wentz at Wentz. I'm in.
Sign me up.
Man. I'd get a season's pass at Wentz. I'd get the Wentz pass.
I'm crying.
Yeah, well, you know. So anyways, what I'm saying is you need to serve some beer at Wetzel's Pretzel. Melissa, I am always worried about internet safety.
Yeah, especially with our kids.
Especially for you. I'm worried about what you are looking at, which is why I want to get Bark put on your phone.
Oh, boy.
Your phone, your laptop, your pager. I need to get Bark on
Bluetooth.
Your pager.
Yeah.
On your Bluetooth.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the little one in your ear.
Apple CarPlay.
As many of you guys know, we are parents. As many of you know, you all know we are parents.
Guys, we're parents.
We're parents. And internet safety is, I don't know if there's a thing that parents think about more anymore.
It is so important.
It is
so hard to keep track of.
Yeah. And thankfully, insert Bark Technologies. And then a hero comes along with Bark Technologies to monitor your kid's phone. And there's a new Bark phone, too. I didn't hit that. I missed that one. But before that, I was crushing that. That
was good.
Pretty
that
good.
Was good. Mm-hmm.
Bark Technologies is a friend of the pod, and we love them so much. There's a couple services that we've used with them over the year. The phone, the monitoring of your kid's phone, where they send you alerts and what they're looking at, and they have mm-hmm. different mm-hmm. levels and things, whatever it may be. It's fantastic. You're not spying on your kid. There's just certain things where Bark goes, hey, you might want to see this, and they show
check
it to
out
you.
This tech.
And even better, simplify your life, ladies and gentlemen. Bark has a new phone.
That's right. And it doesn't look like a kid's phone.
No,
it's black.
No.
It's sleek.
Yeah, yeah.
Phones and technology is improving, and this phone grows with your kid.
Oh.
So maybe your kiddo is, you know, kind of inching into like an Instagram account.
Yeah.
Or wants to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And you want to give him some training wheels
right.
to get there.
We recently let our kid get on Instagram, and it was because of Bark.
That's right.
We let our kid, because we're less concerned, and because he's 15 and we're done parenting. But so tell him, but we also, you know, we don't choose any sponsor for the pod. We like sponsors that make sense and we use in our lives, and Bark is one of them. And the new Bark phone is something that we're really excited about, as well as Bark technology is what we use constantly. And we have some promo codes and we have some details. Hit them, Melissa. Give them those sweet, sweet details.
All right. So you can manage screen time. You can block websites and apps. Mm-hmm. You can monitor text, email, YouTube, and 30 apps and platforms.
And he's excited.
You can get child psychologist advice and tips, even ways to approach kids when they mess up.
So how do they sign up and how do they save some money, Melissa?
Let me tell you. if you click on the link in the show notes and enter Don't Make Me, all one word, Don't Make Me, you are going to get 7 days of a free trial for the Bark Premium subscription.
And?
As well as 15%
off for the lifetime of your subscription, baby.
That's right.
Tell us more about that water cooler story.
No, don't make me.
Don't make me come back then?
Don't make me.
Call back. Anyways,
don't make me sing.
Don't make me sing. I don't mind your domesticated. I think it's very charming. I think it's funny when you get sucked into it.
I always get sucked into everything.
Yeah.
The nice thing was from our end, the court, like the, you know, like Little League, like that's like drama on the field.
Right.
And like with the parents. And there was some of that, but for the most part, that was at bay. It was more just the mechanics of the girls need to eat and we got to take them here and now we got to go here and they don't want to go and they want to go.
And there's nothing.
And the coolers and the ice and the coolers and the ice and the.
There's nothing like seeing a dad get ejected from a Little League game to go, not everyone should be parents.
No.
It should be harder to have kids.
Oh, yeah.
Every team should have a counselor. You know, like teams have chaplains.
There needs to be
a team counselor. Yeah. I see what you did in the fourth inning.
Yeah.
And can we talk about
that? Yeah. Every Little League game needs like an umpire and a therapist.
Yeah, like in the scorekeeping box.
Yeah, and if there's like a dad getting out of hand, that therapist like, hey, like there needs to be like a little office they can go work that out.
A calm down corner.
A calm down corner.
Yeah.
You just go like, hey man, I'm sorry your dad was like that. I'm sorry your dad missed so many games. But like,
and you didn't make the pros.
Yeah.
However,
I'm sorry about your knee injury.
Yeah.
But your kid is just really excited about the free Slurpee afterwards.
That's why they're here.
That gets here for the Snack Shack.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't miss the Little League drama days at all. There are certain sports that really bring out more drama, and Little League was certainly one of them.
It's
but
true.
I just, that is a marathon day that you did, and I'm impressed.
Well, it was three, but yes.
Weekend, sorry.
And you also had a marathon weekend.
We were in Florida
and Boston.
I was going on Delta lounges, and I mean, I had to work, but
well, it is
the only hard thing I had to do is I keep telling Joel the schedule.
That's true.
Because kids love to ask you the schedule and then not listen to your answer. Kids love to go, what are we doing today? And then as you're going to do the thing, they're like, what? Why are we going? Like, why did we even discuss this?
I mean, you do that to me.
That's true. Yeah. Well,
every parent approaches a tournament weekend differently.
Right.
And that's the hard part, is you have to sort it all out.
Yeah.
That's, and you gotta not get sucked in
every
to the drama.
You're right. Well, every it's bigger than that. Every parent
approaches life differently.
Every parent approaches their kids' sports differently.
Yeah.
And some people are like, this is a great opportunity for my kid. And then others are like, well, finally my dreams will come true.
I have got my own agenda.
Yes. Yeah. Finally, my knee didn't go out junior year.
Yes.
Finally, my dad was proud of me.
Yep.
It's and then it's kind of like the old joke with the PTA. like Little League people kind of come in and they're like, how could I get a little power around here? How could I have a little influence?
Sway.
Yeah, it's like Carlin's old bit. He's like, I like people. I just don't like when they get into groups. And I think that that's very true of like Little Leagues. You're like, people like, we're not all just like, I don't, in any given moment, I have nothing against people on the other side of this team, but like when their team is like beating our team and the parents are talking a lot of trash or something, yeah. Then you're like, well, I'm gonna go get a saw and have the roof fall on you guys. I would love.
I mean, you're like, they're 10-year-olds.
Yeah. What's your issue here?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But you are right. People go into that weekend with like, okay, well, I gotta. Well, like when people get a nice hotel for the sports weekend, you're like, what are you doing? You're not even in the hotel.
Yeah, and that was the thing is the girls were all together in a block of 3 hotel rooms.
Yeah.
So that was part of the whole 10 girls, you know? So everyone's got a different angle.
Right.
And then various friends and family come along in different hotels. So yeah, this whole thing.
Well, I would say another thing that we've learned too is like at our age is like how families just approach like vacations and stuff differently too.
Absolutely.
We've got some friends who they do like the road trip. They're on the road by 3 a.m. That's their move. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the Nickersons have ever on a road trip gotten in a car before 10.
No. We did it once, but our oldest, our son was like 3 and he talked to us for like 5 hours.
Yeah, that
straight.
Was the whole goal, was like, maybe you'll go to sleep, and they didn't sleep, and you're like, well, now that was lost.
Yeah.
You stayed open. You stayed awake that whole time.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I'm always in the night drive, too. That's always impressive. Good for y'all.
Good for y'all.
Yep.
Yeah, not worth it. I like a slow day drive. Yeah.
Full of traffic.
Yeah, that's true.
Guilty. Whining kids.
Yeah. Well, we are.
Just like to start the day slow. That's just.
That's true.
That's just it.
I feel like there really are two type of people and how they start their day. There's the person that you just touch your phone and it's on. That's one person. And then there's the rest of us. We're like a 90s computer. Where you just hit on and then you walk away for about a half an hour. And we're just slowly
buffering.
Coming around. You're like, well, maybe the screen turns on. And then you hear it really trying to get going.
Yeah, all the air moving back there in the tower.
And then it gets on, but you don't click anything for a while. It's not going to respond. And actually, if you do click on it, it's actually going to make it take longer.
Yep.
Don't just hit the button, which is kind of what you do for me.
Hit the power button.
You turn the light on.
Yes.
And the fan off.
Yep.
And then I start processing. I start moving. And about a half an hour, I'll be very functional. I can get some stuff done, but I'm going to need a minute. And then if you need me to connect to the internet, it's going to be another 20 minutes. If you need me to actually do any amount of work,
hour and a half.
Well, you like to start, you do an interesting thing where you start your day on your phone in bed.
Yeah, it's kind of like a half asleep scroll.
Yeah.
It's a wake up scroll.
Yeah.
If
Mel has any problematic likes on Instagram, it happened at 6:45 a.m. with one eye open and the other.
I literally have one eye open.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess it's like half asleep, half awake.
Yeah.
And for some reason, that is the way, that's my 90s computer.
That's true. That's how you're
coming
kind of,
to.
Yeah, because you don't jump out of bed and be like, let's get going, everybody, wake up.
No,
yeah.
It's like, I got the cats, I got Claire, I got the coffee.
Yeah.
Like, but I got like, I don't know, 10, 20 minutes where I'm just scrolling, 30 maybe.
Well, I don't.
Guilty. Guilty as charged.
Do what it takes. do what it takes to get going on the mornings. Mornings are hard for everyone. That being said, I'll say this. If you are one of those people who start your day drinking a Diet Coke, I'm sorry to whatever happened to you. What happened to you that you're drinking a Diet Coke in the morning?
They don't like coffee.
I know, but there's. What? A Diet Coke in the morning? I don't think Coke wants you to drink a Coke at that hour.
They do and they don't.
Wow.
Because money. Yeah. Business.
I love seeing people just pound a Mountain Dew at 8 a.m. Just a Diet Dew. Just get the morning going with a Diet Dew.
Who is drinking Diet Dew?
A lot of people. A lot of
you
people.
You see them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're out in the world.
That makes sense. Yeah.
They're in like, the airports. They're driving Ubers. They're going to work.
Yeah, like a big gulp.
The alarm goes off and it's Diet Dew time, baby. Is it the day?
I mean, it's just like sugar.
Listen.
It's good.
If you were to, I will say, if you were to line up every person in the world and they got a sip of black coffee or Diet Mountain Dew, more people would like Diet Mountain Dew than black coffee.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you're going and ordering a mocha, just have the Diet Dew at that point.
Yeah.
Like if you're getting like a sugary coffee drink.
It's coffee and a candy bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks did trick us all into that for a while where they thought we were drinking coffee. And they're like, so you said a frappuccino, and that is
that's
a carton of ice cream.
Of
ice cream.
You had a milkshake. They did it.
They did it.
Yep. Did you know that a Cold Stone is like $10 now? Did you know that?
Freaking Biden. Did not. Freaking Biden.
I know that because of the mall.
It was
Irvine Spectrum.
Trump would never let Cold Stone get that high.
Like a like it, the small one.
Yeah.
It's like $9.50 something. Yeah. Oh, well.
What like it, can't afford it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, but look only.
Like, but look only. It's a crazy world, right?
Window shopping, just that glass barrier, you know, between anyone who wants it.
Only Wetzel's at the mall. That's the only thing you can buy. It's the only thing still affordable.
Did you see that Lance Armstrong is leading a conversation with Caitlyn Jenner about the fairness of trans athletes in sports?
No.
How's that for a headline? And I will tell you that Lance Armstrong leading a discussion on the fairness of sports would be like Will Smith telling you how to take a joke.
Yeah.
Like, the irony. You are the cheater. It's Lance Armstrong. You're the cheater. You're the one that we all know cheated.
Yes.
It's we are more sure of that than we are OJ. Like, we're so sure that you cheated. You got caught. You got busted for this. And sure, a lot of the other sport was cheating. But it's so the irony of Lance Armstrong. This is what happens with celebrities. They just lose all tactfulness. They just go like, no, I'm the one that should lead this discussion because I'm Lance Armstrong. The most.
Yep. The yellow bracelet
the most
guy.
To redeem.
The most.
Biggest comeback ever.
The most clearly documented. And it was like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it was an inspiration or that Lance Armstrong was. I still think Lance Armstrong was a net positive on the world. But I don't think you should lead a discussion on the fairness of sports. What?
That's crazy.
What? That's insane. That's an insane thought.
Well, and that's why nothing is real. Because the fact that celebrity and publicity could come back and be able to do that. And nobody like really bats an eye.
Yesterday, I think I saw a headline that was like Milli Vanilli commenting on TikTokers lip syncing.
Unbelievable. I mean, that's exactly it. That is so.
That's it.
Ugh. It's like it would be like Madonna leading a masterclass in how to dress modestly. It's like you just don't. It doesn't even.
It's unironically.
That would be, Madonna's smarter than that because she would know, like, it would be an ironic thing for her if she did. It'd be like Jimmy Fallon being like, hey, I'm going to teach you how to not laugh on SNL sketches.
It's a parody.
It seems like an SNL sketch that Lance Armstrong would do this.
It's a Weekend Update joke.
It is a Weekend Update joke, yeah.
Yeah.
And anyways. It's happening in real time, in real life. It's not a joke.
It's hard to be funny. It's hard to like, or I shouldn't say it's hard to be funny. I mean, it's like hard. I mean, I can't write anything more comedic than that.
It's true. It's true.
Anyways, we should do a couple emails, huh?
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
Oh, we were going to do some bingo dingos, actually.
Okay.
We got two
let's do it.
We got two bingo dingos to do.
All right. Well, I'll go first.
You go do bingo dingo. Well, we'll do the flash together. Why don't you do the Are You There, Margaret?
Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Are You There, Margaret? Margaret, are you there?
This is a movie. I streamed it on Prime. Yeah, that sounds right. Claire did not want to watch it with me. We were in Irvine. It was my birthday. I said, just watch it and then we can go to the pool. And I read the book during COVID. Mm-hmm. I tried to get both my daughters to read it. They weren't interested. It's really cute.
Yeah.
It's very sweet. It's a great movie for anyone, but it's a coming of age tale of like an 11-year-old girl and puberty, heavy on the puberty, but in like a very sweet way.
Oh.
Yeah. And I really liked Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
She's great in it.
Yeah.
So there's a mom, there's a grandma, there's a teenage daughter or almost a tween daughter, and there's like religion. It's very
helpful? Do you feel like
I think it's a great way to kind of open the door to talking about puberty with a kid.
Yeah.
Boy or girl.
Yeah.
So
to start the conversation flowing.
I think it was really well done. And they took a long time to make it.
Yeah.
You know, the book's been out since the 70s. Yeah. And it's been banned.
Well, you have to have that conversation periodically. Yeah.
Monthly, I would say. Yeah.
It's a cycle of movies like that come out every few years.
So 5 out of 5. Yeah.
Yeah. 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5.
You don't feel like that's a bit bloated?
No.
We saw the Flash movie.
We did. That's what we did for Father's Day.
That's what we did for Father's Day 2.5 months ago. I think this is airing in September. We saw the Flash movie. I'm going to give Flash movie 4.1 out of 5 dingoes.
Okay.
Bingo dingoes. Here's the thing. No one could have been rooting for that movie more than me. Big superhero guy. Flashpoint, which is the comic book that's based off, is an all-time favorite comic book arc of mine. I love it. And it has my Batman, Michael Keaton. It has 89 Batman in it, in Batman Returns. And he comes back, and in even that, I can still only give it a 4.1 out of 5. Because it had its moments where it was like fantastic, and it was great, and it was a lot of fun. And it also like has a great opening scene, which you really like.
I really like the opening
scene.
And
Keaton is great. Keaton's a scene stealer in everything he's ever been. It's like every time he's in The Other Guys, he's like next to Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell, and you're like, more Michael Keaton! You are the one. I want Keaton is a real scene stealer. And I just wanted even more Michael Keaton. The Supergirl stuff was really good. And then there's a bunch of Easter eggs and little nods and stuff. But there's also some enormous plot gaps and some very clunky lines. And that being said, great popcorn movie. Very, very good. Also bombed at the box office. We're all watching superhero movie fatigue happen. And also, if it's not like DC is not as strong as franchise and the Flash isn't as strong of a character. So it just didn't do very well, you know, so.
I really liked it.
I liked it, too.
I'm going to go 4.5 out of 5.
4.5 out of 5.
This will sound crazy, but I walked out of the theater liking it more than the new Spider-Man animated movie.
Really? That is a crazy thought.
I know. I'm crazy.
I'm crazy.
I'm crazy. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah.
Okay, one last question.
All right.
We didn't discuss this yet. We only have so many summer episodes left. This is kind of a group discussion. Remember, I don't think you ever did. Did you ever sneak out as a kid?
My friend group did on a sleepover.
Yeah. Oh, and you went with or you stayed back?
I stayed. This is so classic Mel. I stayed and fell asleep.
Yeah.
My friend got grounded the whole summer.
Oh.
Because they went out and like jumped off a bridge and.
Wow.
Yeah, they were gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
And.
90s are wild.
Yeah. And so that's been a running joke in the house is to Joel. It's like, if all your friends jump off a bridge, don't do it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the most Melissa thing I can ever think. Not only did you stay back, you're like, I'm getting a full night's rest.
We're all in the family room on the floor.
Yeah.
It's pitch black, and they're like, we're sneaking out. And I'm like, no. And then I just go to sleep in my friend's house.
Yeah.
I don't text my parents. I don't call anyone. I just sleep and then wake up.
And what's funny is like,
it's all a blur.
At that age, it was just exciting to be out at night.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because someone could drive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you?
So many times.
Yeah.
Didn't like it though.
You were anxious the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd you get out? Your window?
Well, we could go. My sister's window went into the backyard.
Okay.
Also, single parent house, not tightly monitored.
Just go through the front door.
It was not.
Any door.
One less guard.
Yeah, it was not a challenge to get out of my house.
Your dad wasn't even home.
Yeah. Well, that was like when I like...
Is it really sneaking out at that point?
Yeah. That was like when I got all scared that I was going to get in trouble smoking pot. And it was with my sister. And she's like, I do this with dad. What are you going to get in trouble for? Yeah.
You were just going to get your pizza for the weekend.
Oh, man.
You weren't really sneaking out.
Oh, the pizza. Was that this episode? That was last episode.
Ah.
That might have been a callback to six weeks ago, Melissa.
What about you, Andy?
We threw parties.
Oh.
Because my parents would go away.
Just rager.
Because they would go away with for traveling soccer stuff. So I would, weekends and nights, those would happen. And so I would... We'd party and have people over. And then one night had a really big party and had this giant army duffel bag.
Oh.
And we put all the leftover alcohol in this and I stuffed it in the back corner of my backyard underneath these vines, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
My parents came home.
Is it there right now?
The next day. No. But parents came home the next day or two, and then might have been one irrelevant. Point being, woke up one morning, my dad's landscaping in the backyard.
Oh, no.
And cuts down all of this vine. I go out there. The bag's just there. He says nothing. I still grab the bag and then hide it.
You're just like, ha, ha, ha.
And it was a to this day thing. Nothing said. Hush, hush. I'm like, does he know? Did he know? It's it's this enigma to me to this day that he's never admitted.
It's almost
how would you
more
not?
Alarming. Yeah, that
exactly.
He didn't say anything.
Well, but
so
did
funny.
You have to hide all the trash and stuff?
Well, yeah, we'd get rid of all the trash and clean up and all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it was that I still to this day live with this enigma of I still do not know if he knew and let me off the hook or he did not know, which is bizarre.
Did you know, we got married in 2006. My cousins had a party.
I think we got married in 2004.
You're right. We graduated in 2006.
Yeah.
My cousins had a party while their parents were at our wedding. They told me that recently.
Oh, funny.
My Colorado cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty
good
fun.
For them.
Not if you get grounded the whole summer.
Oh, I had one email I wanted to read. Not if you get grounded. Not worth it. All right, one email. Ready? This is, I wanted to read this one. This is from Nolan. Nolan's a big, this subject is called We Miss Steven.
Hi, Nolan.
Me too.
Greetings from Maryland. Dearest Krustin and Melissa. All right.
Okay.
I'm mailing for the most urgent of matters that are at hand. Me and the rest of the backseaters have subconsciously come to an agreement that we are lacking our dosage of the man, the myth, the legend, C.T. English, or Steven, as long as he's not dead. As much as it may hurt Andy, who has proven himself worthy of being our producer by passing the gauntlet of Don't Make Me Come Back There, I still miss the inconsistent and unpredictable release of the podcast episodes and the wheezing laughter from behind the mic whenever Dustin would stutter. So all and I and the other backseaters ask that you bring back Steven as a front seater for one or maybe 100 episodes. My favorite episode ever of podcast is Dustin and Steven rattling off about orangutans and chimpanzees. As much as Mel really compliments the podcast and is crucial in the new pod order movement that started the pandemic, I think I stand for all fans that I say in the good old low Steven and Dustin and maybe Aaron Weber and possibly John Chris were the best, purest episodes. Anyway, Steven English withdrawals or SEW is a terminal illness and I would appreciate his company at least once more. Thanks for making Wednesdays awesome. Nolan, P.S. The hottest male rock star is Jimmy Page in his prime.
This guy's like, what, 13?
Nolan's a kid. Yeah, yeah. That's very funny.
Hey, amazing. All right.
That was amazing, very Nolan. Funny.
Nice.
That, I read that to you because it's really a compliment to you.
Yeah.
How it started, yeah.
Thank
I was
you,
like.
Thank you, Nolan.
Yeah. It's really good. You're like, no, this
guy does
like,
his job too well.
Yeah. And I just want to make sure we can cut that audio and I can send it to Steven. So actually, I'm going to have Andy send it to Steven. So. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to that episode, everyone. I want to give a special shout-out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up patrons. Thank you guys so much for your support of the podcast.
Absolutely. We've got Avril Griffiths.
Adam Bush.
Allison Nelson.
Bonnie Galindo.
Carrie Teague.
Caroline Crimmins.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Ibling.
Dem Aris Diaz-Stevens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Isaac Teron.
Jason White.
Jennifer Ashley Downs.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carraz.
Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Nellie Capin.
Stephen Mena.
And Tiffany Payne.
Thank you so much for your support. It means the world to us.
Thank you.